The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We are going to talk a little bit about prices, the prices of things in this country, and whether we are living in a rip-off republic, a phrase that kind of reared its head way back in the heady days of the boom, people might remember. And what we're going to do is we're going to dip into this issue over the next couple of weeks. And I suspect what we'll find is that some price hikes that we give out about are kind of reasonable and maybe justifiable, others less so. There is undoubtedly an element of profiteering going on. Kieran Nugent is with me to kick things off, the economist with the Nevin Economic Research Institute. Kieran, you're welcome to studio. Are things... And I appreciate this is a very broad question, because things is a very kind of abstract term. But are things getting more expensive at a quicker rate than our wages are growing generally?
Yes, is the short answer to that. We had the Consumer Price Index figures came out today, and the inflation rate over the last year is 3.4%. So it's come down a little bit. It's still way above what the target is from the European Central Bank, which is 2%. So, and that's, you know, continuing for the last couple of years. Over the last year, wages have trailed inflation by about 2%. So we're 2% down in 2023. And when you look back then, that actually makes us slightly in the negative over 4 years. So pre-pandemic, the average wage doesn't buy as much as it did, even though a lot of the employment growth in that time, record employment growth, a lot of it was really high-end. So that should be pushing up the average in general. The CPI figures also kind of break it down by area of spending, and you're not imagining it. Food, eating out and recreation, things like that, were twice the rate, so it's 6 and 7%. So this is all kind of being reflected in other data sets on what people are cutting back on. We did the deprivation rate numbers last week as well, which kind of increased a little bit in the last year, but you would have expected them with all the employment gains and everything like that to go down. And the reason they're going down is because, or the deprivation rate is going up, means people are cutting back, and where they're cutting back on is driven in large part by socialising. So
there was a great line in the Irish Independent today: the average weekly salary will buy 32 fewer pints of Guinness than 17 years ago, new data reveals, which is an interesting metric. But I guess what it speaks to is that, you know, that things, the products that we're buying, that the price of them is inflating at a greater rate than our wages.
Yes, absolutely. And
obviously, if you're spending it on 32 pints of Guinness a week, you've got other problems. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you'll have other costs as well. But yeah, what the figures show last week is basically that 1 in 8 households can't afford to go out once a fortnight. Okay, so that's one of the social exclusion indicators that they collect. And about the same number, 1 in 8, can't afford to have friends or family over once a month to entertain them. So these are the kind of, there's consumption-based indicators, and then there's the, socialising, which is an important part of poverty and deprivation as well.
Well, the reason we're talking about this partly is because I was given out last week about paying €10 for a single pancake with a snap-off thing of Nutella in Centre Parks. Some people said it served me right. Lots of other people were sharing similar stories about the price of things. Somebody else has already got in touch. I went for a pint last night in Dublin, €7.20, and I'm still not over it. Our own reporter, Josh Crosby, has actually been on the street speaking to people, asking them if they think we live in a rip-off republic.
We're definitely being ripped off. I plan on going out on Saturday and Sunday, and I mean, like, unless I bring a noggin into a pub, then I'm going to lose, you know?
How much would you be budgeting now for 2 nights out?
2 nights out, including taxis, everything, it's definitely giving about €130. I don't need to drink a lot, but I still need to get to places.
So you just have to buy the pizza there now. How much did the pizza cost?
31.
€31 for a pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that expensive?
Not super crazy, not for the size of the thing.
Okay, it is quite big.
It's really good too, so I'm not complaining.
Are we living in a rip-off republic?
Yes, we definitely are. And if you go up to Temple Park, you pay twice the price that you pay anywhere else.
What's something you've bought recently where you said to yourself, God, this is crazy money?
Even sandwiches. Even at deli at lunchtime, like in any of the deli stores, the sandwiches have gone up €2 or €3.
I think it's known that the pint prices are kind of like extortionate. I mean, like, even where we're from, like a pint of Guinness is touching like 7.25 now, a pint of Heineken 7.50. So you go out to the pub with your mates and you're putting aside about 80 quid. You come out here, then you're getting like a taxi home, paying 15, 20 quid each, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's bad to be fair, yeah.
I'm Irish, but I live in San Francisco. Actually, the prices are pretty much one for one. I was just thinking about that. It's the same now price as it is in San Francisco as it is over here. It's actually a bit more expensive.
Does your dollar go further? Your euro?
I don't know yet. Ask me this time next week.
It's all up to yourself. Whatever you want to pay for, you pay for it. You know, if you don't want it, you don't have to buy it. You know, plenty of cheap places around town as well.
There are cheap places you can get a bargain.
Oh, yeah. Bargains all over the place.
Definitely with regard to hotels, and when you look at the price of hotels in Lisbon and other European, top European countries, the price of hotels in Dublin is ridiculous, and the rest of Ireland. So, yes, I would say definitely.
Well, you're sleeping on the street, yeah. I can't even get a social welfare at the moment because I'm not from this area.
Oh, you need to have an address in Dublin?
Yeah.
And how do you get by? How do you buy your necessities?
Happen, sitting down with a cup. It's not fair, you know what I mean? There's mothers and kids out there that are sleeping and bleeding in hotels and all.
And as someone who's homeless, what's the one thing you'd like to see being brought down in price? Rent, is it? Or?
Yeah, rent, of course, yeah, rent.
For anywhere there's tourism, the prices are always up. You know, they rip off the tourists, really.
We came from Iowa.
Did you find it expensive for what you get?
Well, everything's expensive anymore.
It's what we get, because there's beautiful value here.
Yeah.
In food. And
yeah, and so, it actually tastes like food.
Yes.
So compared to the States, you think we're getting good value for money?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, you are.
And everything tastes great.
A lot of people getting in touch. Those were people speaking to Josh Crosby. As an example, our electric prices are 46% higher than the highest in Europe. Says somebody. I live in the south of Spain. 2.50 for a local beer, €4 for a Guinness. Ireland is a rip-off. Lots of people are having a go at that poor American man who was happy to pay €31 for a pizza. 31 quid for a piece of bread with tomato on it. Why isn't he raging? That's why we have these stupid prices, because nobody complains. Somebody else wonders whether there's gold on the pizza. So listen, there's lots of anecdotal evidence, Kieran. And if you have other evidence you want to share, 087 1400 106. But I mentioned kind of the kind of justifiable nature of some prices. I mean, when you dig into it, like there's cost inflation for the people producing these goods as well, to give some of them credit.
Well, there has been, of course. That's what, you know, inflation affects everybody, some different to others. They've, you know, the minimum wage has gone up, obviously, as one of your customers or one of your texters there said. The cost of electricity has to be made back for any business. So, you know, we're in an American economy. If people are going to buy it, you know, businesses are going to leverage that. If, you know, as one of your customers says, maybe we don't complain enough in this country about the cost of things.
Well, one wonders whether it becomes a more acute problem in the wake of a downturn, that, you know, that people lose their jobs and people's wages actually contract. But I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, I certainly don't remember the price of things falling dramatically in 2008, 2009.
There was some deflation, but it was mostly driven by house prices. And again, one of your textures, that is the main issue in, you know, quote-unquote rip-off Ireland is rent. You know, two-thirds of those that are deprived, materially deprived in Ireland, are renters, and it's driving kind of everything else. It continues to outpace wages and employment growth, and therefore then people have to go back for, you know, first thing that goes is your socialising, obviously, especially if, as again, one of your texters said, a pint is €7.50 or you know, I paid €22 for a cotton chips the other day. I thought that was, you know, I'm pretty sure 3-4 years ago that same was €12, I'm pretty sure. So,
really?
Yeah, so like there is, you know, there is that, but like the fact of the matter is we hear a lot about the negative impacts of the increase in the minimum wage there, but we've record numbers of employment in hospitality at the moment, almost record numbers in retail as well, where a lot of these low wage workers are. So the big deal there for you know, for policymakers, for regulators, is housing and rents, and you know, it's reflected on in all the data. It's, you know, more people are deprived in an urban setting, more younger people, and more people that are just, you know,
a lot of the other stuff is just kind of a consequence of kind of free market economics. Is it, you know, like if people are paying a tenner, if people would pay a tenner for a pint, the publican will charge a tenner for a pint.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, we're not, I don't think anybody's thinking that we go down the role of price controls in terms of fish and chips or, or pancakes in centre parks or anything like that. It's not a good way to do things. But
the biggest material impact then you could have on people's lives without kind of suddenly trying to micromanage every element of the economy is just make the rental stock more plentiful.
Hierarchy of needs. People have to pay for the roof over their head first and then they'll do the rest. And if that is excessive and keeps getting out of whack with what wages are, people will come back. And eventually that'll have, you know, a lot of the Texters there, or a lot of the people there in your Vox Pop were tourists, you know, we're reliant on that. But that's kind of fickle and precarious as well. There should be a certain amount of, you know, Irish workers should be able to go out and spend in those restaurants. And, you know, if those tourists are gone away, you know, if there's a downturn in the UK or the US, then we could see those kind of dynamics playing out very quickly.
Ciarán Nugent, economist with the Nevin Economic Research Institute. Ciarán, thanks a million for joining us in studio. Pat says Irish households still manage to spend about 2.5 billion euro every year in alcohol. So you have to ask what we're prioritising. Christina says, I paid 9 euro for a slice of pizza, basic margarita at Dublin Airport last Friday. Nothing special about it. I was starving after a 4-hour bus journey. Otherwise, I would have left it there. Absolutely crazy. And Markel Baldoyle says, all we do is complain about the price of things and they seem to go up. Maybe if we stopped complaining, they'd come down. And that would be leprechaun economics. Happy St. Patrick's Day, says Mark. Mark, many happy returns.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.